Sagt Mishnah Vayta Masech Des Erevin Perik Vav Mishnah Hey. So you remember what we learned till now? Where their houses were situated. Remember what it looks like? You have a bunch of houses feed into a courtyard, a bunch of courtyards that feed into an alleyway. The courtyard is called the Chatzar. The alleyway is called the Mavoi. Just like the people of the courtyard have to get together, and they have to all contribute food. They all own, let's say, a piece of bread jointly. They all contribute part of the bread in order for it to be considered as if it's one rishus. That's how they can carry. Even with the mechitza, you have to have an eruv chatzeris. In order for the courtyards to be able to carry in the mavi, the different courtyards have to gather, and they do a similar thing, although it's not called eruv chatzeris, it's called shitufei mevayis. And shitufei mevayis could be even with wine. Eruv chatzeris can't be with wine. But shitufei mevayis could be even with wine. Now let's say you have a situation where you have someone who owns a house over, and he happens to be a partner with his neighbors in wine. They bought wine together, maybe they have a wine business, whatever the case may be, they own wine. Even without making a shetufa mevayis, the fact is they own wine together. So there's really no need for them to make a shetufa mevayis, they're already considered one. So balabayis, suppose you have a balabayis, so your shetufa was a partner, lishchenim, with neighbors, lezebiayin, with this one in wine, he owns wine together with Ruvain, Ulazebiayin, and with this one with wine, he owns wine together with Shimon. Einam tzrichim la'arev. They don't have to make an Erev. Even though we're using the term Erev, we mean the shitufei mevayis. Why not? Because it's already done. Now, the Gemara tells us, the Batanura reminds us, it'll only work if everyone's wine is in the same keli. If each partner has his wine in a separate container, let's say he had his partnership, his shutfis, with one shachain in one container, with the other neighbor in another container, then it wouldn't be good for shitufei mevayis. And this is actually a special chumra over here, being that it wasn't really done l'shem eiriv. If you're collecting it mamish l'shem eiriv, it doesn't have to be mamish in one container. Sak to mishna vayter l'zebi yayin l'zebi shemen. Let's say he was a partner with one of his neighbors in wine. They own wine together. He and Ruvain own wine jointly. L'zebi shemen. And then he and Shimon own oil together. Well, tzrichim l'arev. They're going to have to make the shitufei mevayis over here. And this is true even if they were placed into one keli. Reb Shimon says that in either case, whether they were all shutfim in wine, or they were a little bit shutif, one was a shutif with wine, he was a shutif with the other one in oil, doesn't make a difference. Einam tzrichim la'arev. Now the chiddush here is that we know wine and oil don't mix. But l'maisa, if you put them together in one keli, Reb Shimon holds it's considered one. Now the Batanura reminds us over here that it's only shitufei mevayis, the courtyards getting together to be able to carry in the alleyway. That's in wine is good. When it comes to eruv chatzeris, ein ma'arvin ela bepas. You have to have bread. What's the difference? Eruv chatzeris means we all mamish live together. It's a dira. To say that I live in the other person's house, I have to have my bread. That where a person's bread is, that's where he is. Now, what if a person did shitufei mevayis with bread? Well, that's for sure good. As a matter of fact, if you did that, you did the shetufei mevayis with bread, you don't have to do the eruv chatzeris. But if you did the shetufei mevayis with wine or other things, which is fine, you're allowed to, but you have to make a separate eruv chatzeris. You can't rely just on the shetuf. Matanur explains, even though you could argue that if it's good for shetufei mevayis, it should automatically include the eruv chatzeris as well, but we don't want the children to forget the union of air. We want them to see that you're carrying the bread. Everyone's carrying bread to one person's house. Now, incidentally, there's like two ways of doing the eruv chatzeris. Either everyone brings it to one place, or one person is makna, gives away his food to everybody. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Ordinarily, how do you do shitufei mevayis? How do the different courtyards get together so they can all carry in the mavi? Everyone has to donate wine and put it in one place, so one person gives up of his wine to everyone. You have to create a shutfis. What if they're shutfim anyway? It just so happens they happen to be shutfim in wine, so there's no need to have to do the shutfim advice. But let's say you're a shutfim with one person with wine and the other person with oil, according to the Tanakhama, that won't work. According to Reb Shimon, it will work. The Batanura reminded us that shutfim advice could be done with wine, but Eruv Chatzeris has to be done with pas. If you do shutfim advice with pas, then you don't have to eruv chatzeris. If you did it with wine, however, you have to do the eruv chatzeris. We don't rely on the shittuv. That's because we don't want the children to forget there's such an inyan of an Erev. Do you have to make a separate Erev each week? No. As long as the bread is still intact, we're going to learn about that, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, then it's okay. That's why some people only make a Ruvi Chatzeres from Pesach to Pesach. If you take a box of matzahs, another person is kind of the box of matzahs on behalf of everyone else in the courtyard or in the bungalow colony or whatever it is that you need an Erev, and that's good for the entire year.